Okay, this is my first ever podcast on Anchor. It sounded pretty fun, so yeah, this is going to be the Penguin Podcast. I'm hoping to get some viewers on here because I've always felt like I'm sort of a podcast person because, well, my voice is a lot more nicer than my face, so yeah. But for this podcast, let's talk about one of the best or most popular things in the world. Avengers Endgame came out just last week. I got a chance to watch it this Friday, and here are my thoughts and opinions on it. Just to be warned, there are spoilers alert, and I'm gonna say that three more times so you guys don't think that I am purposely trying to ruin the movie for you. So, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. So, all right, there you go. So this is the worst movie of all time. Nah, I'm kidding. It's probably one of the best movies I've ever seen. My official grade of this movie is 95 out of 100. It would be probably the most perfect movie if A, it wasn't like a complete mind frick, because like after like 2 hours in the movie, they're gonna try to go back in time to try and stop Thanos from taking all the Infinity Stones. Everything they were saying, just everything that was going on, just was a complete mind frick to me. So maybe that's just because I'm kind of a slow learner, so you can kind of blame me on that one. That was just my personal experience. And another reason is because I just felt like it was a little. Like, I have no problem with a movie being funny, especially a hero movie. Like, hero movies are supposed to have some comedy in it, but I just felt like they did it for too long. And I know this movie is like 3 hours, and it's hard to, like, fit everything in to make it look like a long movie. And it is a long movie. I believe 3 hours was the perfect amount it needed for an epic conclusion on what has been such a long series. It's been over a decade in the making ever since the first Iron Man came out. I really like the movie. Here's another thing. I just felt like it was like too funny. Like yeah, it was funny, but it's just in my opinion, like I don't mind a few jokes here and there, like Thor being fat and Captain America being America's ass and everything. I felt that was really funny, and the little jokes and everything, like that was funny. But you know, you're in the back of your mind, you're also thinking like, wait a minute, just like half the universe disappeared, and most of them were like your best friends and family. So I don't understand why you're trying to make it sound like a big joke or anything. That's my thoughts on that. Along with the fact that, like, I just think they joke around too much just for the sake of, like, it sort of reminds me of what was going on with the, it almost pains me to compare this movie to this great movie, but The Amazing Spider-Man. Like, you're supposed to be making a Spider-Man movie, but, you know, Peter's just really messing around a lot. And he's not getting any work done while people are in serious danger. Like that sort of reminded me of this the situation going on in this movie. And believe me, I hate comparing that movie to this great movie, probably one of the worst Spider-Man movies of all time. But that's just what it kind of reminded me of, and that's why I don't think it was a perfect movie. Like, well, I don't think anything is pretty much a perfect movie. Every movie has its flaws. Just look at CinemaSins. They always do that. But besides everything else, besides the fact that you had to have a very good mind and be aware of what was really going on throughout the entire movie, like imagine how a fan who just liked movies just wanted to see that, and he has no idea what's going on in the MCU or anything. I had to do some catching up to do, so I wasn't a big MCU fan, but when I found out like what was going on throughout the whole deal with Thanos and everything, like I watched the first ever Avengers movie and I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't think they would come out with like a sequel and everything. I never knew like this was gonna turn into like one mega series. It's all gonna have a big big ending in the future. I just thought it was just going to be, hey, let's make a few dollars off of this movie. When they came out with Age of Ultron, which I do agree is probably the worst movie, which isn't saying much because it was a really good movie, but you got like three great movies, and this is just pretty much like a B plus movie. Everything else is just A plus at best. So I had to watch like Infinity War to like really catch up on myself. Watched it on Netflix. I wasn't really that into the MCU at the time. Like I've watched like the Iron Man movies, the Hulk movies, and the Spider-Man movies, but I just could never really connect with it. Like I wasn't as into superheroes as I was when I was a little kid, but I think that pretty much goes for everyone. But I started reconnecting with the MCU after Infinity War was released, and I was like, wait a minute, these guys are actually doing something really cool here. Let's catch up a little bit. So when I heard Endgame was announced, I decided to take a little trip there. Just watch the whole thing. And you know you're committed to seeing a movie when the movie before it is still playing when you get there. Had to wait like an hour for the people to act to all the people to clear out, so I didn't hear anything that I didn't want to hear. You know, spoilers. Also, I feel like don't spoil the Avengers movie is kind of becoming a meme at this point, but whatever. So yeah, I felt like this movie was really great, and yeah, the it was pretty epic conclusion to what has Marvel has. It was an epic conclusion to what Marvel has given us over the years. All their movies have been good, all of them at least, most of them at least. And I felt like this was probably the best way to go. I loved the ending of it, where everyone came back. And you're probably gonna hate me for this, but I kind of liked the way Iron Man kind of went. Like, yeah, sure, it was sad, but sure of like a hero sacrifice kind of thing. Just makes you like, sure, it makes you sad, but also makes you feel really grateful for what Iron Man has done for the MCU. Like when I was first watching the first Avengers movie, I was like, oh, Captain America's probably gonna be the main leader here, but no, Iron Man was pretty much the main guy. So that was pretty cool because Captain America, like, he's not much for fooling around as much as Iron Man is. So it gives you this idea of this character who knows when it's time to be serious, but also is also to crack a joke here and there. Like in serious times when he's battling Thanos, he's like no time for jokes. He is on it. He's on this. But like when he's just getting conversations with people, he's always willing to crack a joke here and there. Just a Robert Downey Jr. joke. And I swear to God, if anyone tries to make another Iron Man movie and Robert Downey Jr. isn't on it, I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not gonna watch it at all, because Marvel would pretty much be digging their own grave at that point. But I really like the entire movie theater, like went crazy when like in my opinion, this is definitely one of the top five coolest moments of the entire movie. And that's when Captain America was able to lift Thor's hammer. I don't remember what it's called. I'm taking a guess, like Mjolnir. If I probably said that wrong, so don't judge me. It's a complicated name. But anyways, I thought that was really cool. Like, I grew up knowing that nobody could lift Thor's hammer, only people who are worthy, and just seeing Captain America lift it up, that was really cool. And I felt like they definitely did a great job of introducing that, of making it like a tense moment where, hey, Captain America is now worthy of holding Thanos' hammer when they're in the middle of fighting Thanos. Now, the next part of the movie is probably just like, if you just showed this fight scene, it would still probably satisfy people. That was when, like, everyone came back. Like, I didn't think Thanos still had an army left, but apparently he did, and I thought at that point, oh, the Avengers are screwed now. We're going, you want to talk about Endgame? This is literally the Endgame. And then, like, I hear Black Panther's voice, and, like, the entire theater just goes quiet. And that was, like, wait, who is that? Whose voice is that? Because I wasn't really into Black Panther at the time, and I haven't really watched the movie yet. Like, I've made an attempt. I watched like the first 20 minutes, but then I got a little bit bored, so I just but then I just saw like the I just saw like the orange circle appear, and then Black Panther came out of there. I'm like, oh man, it's about to go down. Like, every single Avenger came out. The only way that could have made this more perfect is if they played the Avengers theme song in the background. Oh wait, they did. Yeah, this was perfect. This is perfect. And I went crazy when Spider-Man came back. I have been known to be a big Spider-Man fan. I have been a big Spider-Man fan ever since I was 4 years old, and I watched the Sam Raimi movies. And Tobey Maguire is the best Spider-Man. Don't at me, bro. Yeah. So I felt like also there's this other thing where I saw like Captain Marvel and Spider-Man have some sort of spark. Like, I think they would make it actually make a pretty good couple. But this isn't about couples, this is about Avengers Endgame. Yeah. And I know that I'm not exactly the most for woman kind of guy. But when all the woman Avengers teamed up, I was pretty excited. I was pretty excited. Like, it was a pretty cool moment. Just like, oh, we're men. Let's let the woman see what they can do. And they did a very good job. They did a very, very good job, and I was proud of them for that. And then like the whole thing happens, and we all get this tense moment where Thanos collects all the Infinity Stones. And then Iron Man went against him, and just when you think like, oh no, he's gonna snap his fingers again, and like that at that point the series is gonna be done. He snapped his fingers, and holy crap! I thought like the movie was gonna end at that point, but then I look back 2 seconds later, nothing happens. Like when Thanos snapped his fingers in Infinity War, like a plain white screen happens, and then the gauntlet just burst into flames or something. But then nothing happened. I was like, wait a minute, that's not how that works. And then I look over, I'm like, oh my goodness, the swiftness of Iron Man, just oh my goodness. Like, I couldn't have picked a more perfect like one-liner before the kill kind of thing. Like when Thanos said, I'm inevitable. I thought when Iron Man got the stones back, I thought he was gonna say, and I am invincible. 'Cause I remember there was like this little cartoon where it says like the invincible Iron Man. But you know, like I thought that was pretty cool. Like it was definitely like I don't th like I think he could have said anything and it would have delivered as a really, really good one-liner. He could have literally said anything, and like the whole stadium would have erupted. Like, there's a lot of other things he could have said too that probably would have been cool. And he said, "I am infinite. I am invincible. I am Iron Man." Eh, whatever. Yeah, it was a really cool movie, and yeah, it's sad that Iron Man died, but at that point, like, you kind of have to expect that. Like, he's been around for so long, and plus, I heard a rumor that that was going to be his last Avengers movie, which wouldn't really surprise me, because he's been with the MCU for such a long time, and that was just a good way to, like, you know, lay down the table. Like, Robert Downey's probably not going to be coming back, so let's go ahead and kill him and give him, like, a hero's death. Plus, there's an old saying. Actually, I don't remember it. I know the second half of it says, live long enough to see yourself as the villain. I don't think anyone would have saw Iron Man as a villain, but, you know, that's just one of the phrases I think of when I think of Iron Man's death. And it was a cool moment. It was a cool moment. Everyone gets reconciled and everything. Thor joins the Guardians of the Galaxy and becomes the Asgardians of the Galaxy, which I'm willing to bet they're probably going to get their own movie soon. Which wouldn't really surprise me. Captain America, I don't think they're gonna be playing Captain America movies anymore, because Captain America kind of passed the torch. But maybe they'll make one with a new guy. I don't really remember his name right now, but I probably will when I'm done with this and be like, oh. And then I'm like, oh, I just ended this, so never mind. Everything else, everyone else just pretty much had a fair ending. Peter Parker's gonna start going back to high school, which I'm predicting that, like, that scene from high school is going to be that exact, like, exact scene, like, when we go into Far From Home. Who knows? It's the MCU. They're very unpredictable, as they were in this movie. They did a really good job in this movie. It was definitely confusing when they were talking about time slot and everything. And I definitely think they went, like, a little too much with the jokes a little bit, because, like, it's kind of eerie to tell jokes at this time when, like, half the universe disappeared. But at the most, like, this was a really good movie. Like, of all the movies that show up, I don't care if Toy Story 4, It Chapter 2, and The Lion King, like, they better not win Movie of the Year. If this doesn't win Movie of the Year, there's probably gonna be riots. But there's just one thing that I'm not gonna be able to get past. And that is the Fortnite scene. Like, I'm just gonna go on a little mini rant, but it's not really a rant, it's more of a like, huh. I'm actually not that surprised at it. Like, I was genuinely like, I was kind of surprised, but then you start thinking, like, oh, wait a minute, they actually have been a partner with Marvel for a little bit, so not really surprised that they did that. Like, I think at that point, like, Fortnite isn't quite dead yet, but it's definitely, like, starting to get in its hole. So to see that, it was kind of cringy, I guess, but, you know, Marvel, they'll do what they want, you know? At this point, they're probably gonna be richer than Bill Gates and Donald Trump combined, but that's just them. That's just them. Let them do what they want. They put out the best movie of the year. They can pretty much just play YouTube Rewind, and okay, that probably would be going a step too far, but overall, it was a really good movie. I had a genuinely good time watching it, besides all the people in front of me, so I couldn't put my feet up and everything. I hate those people, but then again, I look back and there were, like, so many seats filled. But it was a really, really good movie, and it better win Movie of the Year on some level, because if it doesn't, I'm probably going to not be very happy about that. But anyways, this has been the Penguins Podcast. I'm sorry if I spoiled it for you, but I said it like 5 times in the beginning, so don't blame me. It was a really great movie, if I haven't said that enough. It was definitely a great way to end the Avengers series. So, this has been the Penguin Podcast. Join me hopefully in the future, because I'm hoping to finish this up. Hoping to become a podcaster, because I really like doing podcasts, because, like I said, I'm more of a voice than a face guy, because, you know, kind of ugly. So, yeah, that's it for everyone. Have a great day, and I shall see you next time. Peace.